I mean, how could you not love them instantly? And they didn't even have probably their best, not probably their best offensive kid.
I was like, in the alternate universe, I said, Caleb Shaw is watching this one. Guys, we're fine.
They've done this before. They did this, I mean, they've done it to great teams before. So it's just like, I don't even know if that's really a big win for him.
He is a leader on defense. I mean, this kid has a motor, man. I mean, you can just tell he gets into the game and he starts to defend and everybody just kind of rallies behind him. He's just, he's their leader. Like, he's everything for them.
He's him.
He's him. If you don't love that win, you don't love Arizona small ball. I mean, I don't care what level you're on. That performance is one that's going to go on the record books. What is up, Arizona high school basketball fanatics? Welcome back to the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. Your other host, Reyes, is here with me as always. And we're here to preview the game. Number 6, Northwest Christian, faces off against number 3, Yuma Catholic, 5:30 p.m. tonight at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott. Big Reyes, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, dude.
I'm just excited to see what kind of AI-generated stuff you come up with this episode, man.
That wasn't AI. That was on me.
No, shut up. I know.
I'm a historic when it comes to Sabercats and Trojan soldiers.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
if you haven't heard that episode, tune into that, please.
If you haven't listened to the episode of Valley Christian versus Sabino, maybe go check that out, and then you'll have some more context as to what we're talking about. You know, folks, we're putting out a lot of episodes today in preparation for the Elite Eight. And we want to get your feedback if you like all of the matchups being split up like this or if you'd prefer them to all be together. Make sure you have you go over to Apple Podcasts and Spotify, hit subscribe, hit follow, so that way you never miss an episode. You know, we're doing a lot of really good content right now for the playoffs, and there's thousands of you guys that are tuning in, but there's not that many that are subscribed. I think it's almost like 40% of you guys are not subscribed. So just make sure you go over there and do that. Leave us a review. And we also want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors over at Cloud9 Sports. They are a sports apparel company that does awesome work for the small ball scene. They're led by small ball coaches, and they put out awesome material, great prices, great turnaround. I mean, they're just different. We use them for all of our events, and we love them. So go check them out at cloud9sports.com. Let them know that the podcast sent you, and I promise you they'll take really, really great care of you. Reyes, we're going to talk about this matchup, number 6, Northwest Christian versus number 3, Yuma Catholic. Reyes, do you think Coach Cook brings his son on the bench for this game, or do you think the stakes are too high?
I don't think the stakes are too high for him, but I'm not remembering. If I remember correctly, his son did get tossed out of the game.
Oh my gosh, get tossed out of the game. You're crazy. I just got this image of like police officers escorting his like 6-year-old son out. I talked about this in the previous episode that we released on Monday, but, you know, Coach Cook's son just ran across the court, which is very funny. I thought it was nice. It was funny.
So
what sticks out to you about this matchup, Big Dog? The Crusaders familiar. Versus against the Shamrocks. Familiar.
Dude, familiar faces, baby. Familiar.
Northwest Christian and Yuma Catholic did meet up earlier in the season. They'll meet up again here in Prescott. And, you know, that contest went to Northwest Christian. But from everything I heard is that game was kind of controversial for a couple reasons. But there was a late game technical that ended up giving Northwest Christian some free throws. And there was a lot of Shamrock fans that were mad about it. And, you know, on top of that, the Shamrocks were missing a couple key players. And I know, Reyes, you said that doesn't matter. But it does hold weight here. Identical records, 18-4, each of them. But both some great players here. And, you know, Reyes, when we get into this matchup, I mean, if we look at, like, advantages here, I mean, Northwest Christian is just such a physical, mentally tough team. And we've gotten to see that up close and personal. Would you agree with that?
I agree with everything you're saying. Yeah, they're so mentally strong, and they just make winning plays when they need to.
Their players are able. I mean, obviously, they're led by Marshall Gillette. Just a load of a guard, and just has improved so much. I mean, his shooting has improved. His overall
playmaking. That's what I was gonna say has like stuck out to me is his ability to not only create his own shot but get one off from behind the arc. Mm-hmm. That's a huge game changer, especially if you haven't seen Northwest play or you haven't played against them. That's just something that you don't really see as often You know what I mean? So shouts out to Gillette for really taking the time and working on his game. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't even think basketball is his main sport. I think
no,
it's like
football.
Either football or, yeah, something like that. But, I mean, he's improved so much. So it's been super fun to watch that. And, you know, Coach Cook has a lot to battle through over at Northwest with kind of some different factors and all that, but just does an awesome job there, them with the coaching staff and all that.
That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, I'm looking at this coaching or this team comparison. It's kind of interesting. Northwest Christian, I'm just going to start off by saying this. One of the biggest keys for Yuma Catholic, for the Patanes, for Nando, for all those kids, players, for the coaches, is they're going to need to think about Northwest Christian in transition. I mean, this is a team that I think they go in transition better than a lot of other teams do.
I agree.
And I feel like that's kind of a new wrinkle. Northwest Christian in years past hasn't really been about that. But Northwest Christian's point guard really is a catalyst in this. But they all do this. I mean, they get the ball up the court so fast. And it's very telling. They're average 26 points per game in the first quarter. They get rolling, man. And that's compared to Yuma Catholic's 11 points per game in the first quarter. So, you know, Yuma Catholic's going to really have to think about that. And Northwest Christian's really going to have to think about making sure that they get out into transition and playing how they like to play because it's tough. But it's interesting. I think there's been a lot of teams that have adjusted. If you look at Northwest Christian, the first quarter, they score 26 points a game. Second quarter, 8 points per game. Third quarter, 8 points per game. Fourth quarter, 11 points per game.
Drastic decline.
How much do you factor into that? And, like, what do you think plays a part in that?
Team slowing them down and making them play in the half quarter. I think that's one thing that some teams have been able to do. It's just slowing them down. If you're able to do that, that's some of the reasons why they only score 8 points, right? Because a lot of their points do come from not only transition but boards. You have to be – you guys send everybody on the boards because if you don't, they're just going to get second-chance points after second-chance points. Sure. Yeah. I mean, golly, tough.
Northwest Christian doesn't have their stats up on Max Preps. I know they keep stats, but Coach Cook doesn't put them on Max Preps. Probably a pretty good strategy. So we only have Yuma Catholic stats to look at. 43 points per game, not much. 15 rebounds per game, 9 assists per game, which that's a little bit concerning moving into the playoffs, especially the Elite Eight. 8 steals per game and 0.2 blocks per game. You know, when I think about rebounds, they're going to have to rebound better than 15 rebounds a game. They're going to have to really, like what you said, keep Northwest off the boards. And I think they're going to have to score more than 43 points in order to beat, like, Northwest Christian. I mean, you know, I think they do. The computers here in this matchup, they favor Yuma Catholic 68-61 against Northwest Christian. But I think it's kind of interesting, right? And another thing that's interesting is Sebi Patane. Sebi Patane is one of our Viral Heap nominees. And,
finalist.
One of our finalists. And, you know, this is a kid that has really played tough all year long. And, you know, just really impressive what he's been able to do. And I don't know if you want to talk a little bit more about some of the other players.
Yeah, so like you said, yeah, Yuma Catholic has Sebi Patane, who's been doing a really good job. They also have Fernando Vasquez Lima. If you do not remember him, go back a year, and then he was about 6'4 probably at the time, and this kid was
like
just playing. He's 6'5 now, 6'5, 6'6, but like at the time, I think he was like 6'4, no? He might have just been 6'5, who knows? But the kid was tough, man. He was able to stretch the floor with the shooting ability. He was very tough inside, very good footwork. He's honestly almost like a load, I think is fair to say, because he is a tough player and a very admirable big in the small ball. And then I know he's not up there right now, but I think his name's Landon. I don't know how to say his last name. It's like Landon, starts like UR. I don't want to butcher it, so I'm not going to say it. And then they have the other Patane brother as well. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Lucky,
Yuma Cat.
Lucky, who plays very well, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have a lot of just kind of key role players and players that just kind of do what is needed, right? You have, like I said, Landon, if I'm not mistaken, is like their second leading scorer or is it Lucky? I don't remember exactly, but like you said, they just have a lot of guards that can kind of just attack you in many different ways. They actually do have a little bit of size and length, which helps them. They're pretty disciplined on defense. But like I said, the only thing that's really concerning me is that rebounding. Like I said, 15 rebounds a game, it's just not going to do it if you're looking to play Northwest Christian.
Yeah, two things that really concern me about them is the rebounding, but it's also like they're not really filling up the stat sheet scoring-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is concerning to me. And, you know, stats may be incomplete, and I get that, but... Yeah, you were talking about some of these players that are impact players. You got Sebi Patain leading them, and then you got Lucky Patain. Talk about a name, Lucky, playing for the Shamrocks. Come on,
it's
dude.
Like it's literally perfect. I know
it's great. Yeah, you've got Lucky Patain, does some really great stuff for them, and then you've got Orkuyo, who's a senior, 11 points per game. You know, does some other things for them. They've got some good balance here, and I have to add this in. This is also a really, this team has some experience, right?
They do,
and it was just last year that they lost to Holbrook in that buzzer beater.
They beat Holbrook.
Okay, I got mixed up with this in the episode that I released on Monday, so help me out with this. They
Brandon
beat Holbrook,
Moore, or
that's what it was, and then
Braden Moore.
Uh-huh. And then, but the championship game was Valley Christian and Monument Valley.
Yuma Catholic lost
Valley
to Valley Christian.
In the semis. That's what it was. Okay, that's what was thrown.
And that was a fun, and that was a really fun matchup, to be honest. Because Valley, before they played Yuma, they played Gilbert. That Valley-Yuma game was actually pretty fun to watch. It's just, you know, I said Valley just... Every three that Yuma made, Valley had like two extra threes and a layup or something like that just to answer.
Right.
So
right.
It's a little bit too much for Yuma at that time.
But this is an experienced team. And for all you Yuma Catholic fans, you know, I released that episode yesterday, and I'm sure that you guys are like, oh, you know, we didn't lose that game. We won that game. Hey, that's my bad. I literally said that they lost on that buzzer beater. I don't know why my mind was spinning, bro. I just needed you there, bro. That's what happens when you're getting a haircut, dude.
All right, bro. That's how we're going at it.
I'm just saying. So Yuma Catholic is definitely much more experienced than this Northwest Christian team, although some of the stats kind of lean towards Northwest Christian. We already talked about the computers have Yuma Catholic winning in this matchup. Reyes, where are you at with this matchup, dude? What do you think? I mean, the computers have 68-61 Yuma Catholic. Do you agree with that?
It's hard for me, right? Because these two teams have met each other since the 21-22 season. That's where Northwest caused the upset at Yuma Catholic, right? Then the year after... They play each other twice. Yuma Catholic beats them twice, you know. Mm-hmm. And then this year, Yuma loses to Northwest Christian. Here they are meeting again for the fourth time. So, or fifth time, technically, right? This is literally a tiebreaker. Sure.
It's a great series.
It's a great series, too, like I said. And obviously, it's at neutral grounds. 68-61. I am going to not agree with that. I think Northwest Christian gets it done, you know, and I think they win the series. I just think that they're a little bit more physical. I mean, I like them in transition, on the board, on the glass. I think Gillette's going to have a big game. And like I said, they're very aggressive in the passing lane. So, I mean, Yuma Catholic, obviously skilled enough and everything like that. I think it's just going to be a little bit about who wants it a little bit more. And I think that, like you said, how we were talking about the 50-50 balls, I think Northwest Christian is going to come up with a lot of them.
I'm going to roll with Yuma Catholic on this one. You know, Yuma Catholic has, I think for me, the deciding factor in who I would favor in this matchup is the experience. But Northwest Christian is going to have an awesome opportunity here to make a trip to the Final Four. And like... You know, obviously we know Coach Cook and Northwest Christian very well because we play against them a lot. And, I mean, he's a great coach, great guy. Would love to see them go to the Final Four. Also love to see that with Yuma Catholic again, you know. But I think Yuma Catholic has the experience. I think if they can stay together as a group and kind of trust their coach, I think they'll be punching their ticket to the Final Four. I have them, but I think it's +3. I think it's a nail-biter. And that's where I got in this one.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go +3 as well, but I think I got Northwest coming on top.
Okay. I thought you were, like, changing automatically to UMA. I was like, dang, bro, you just picked Northwest.
Nope. Northwest Christian, dude. Go Crusaders as they face the Shamrocks of UMA Catholic.
Okay, so this is our pick here. Let us know what you guys think about this thing. Some big-time players to watch in this one would obviously be Sebi Patain and Marshall Gillette, and some also big-time coaching in this matchup. I think, in my opinion, this is going to be the best game that we're going to see tonight at the Toyota Center.
I agree.
So,
hashtag I agree.
So that's our picks, and you know, let us know what you guys think about it. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Arizona Small Ball Podcast, and we will catch you later on this week.